The Stars, Like Dust, by Isaac Asimov. Narrated by Stephen Thorne. Chapter 1. The Bedroom Murmured. The bedroom murmured to itself gently. It was almost below the limits of hearing, an irregular little sound, yet quite unmistakable, and quite deadly. But it wasn't that which awakened Byron Farrell and dragged him out of a heavy, unrefreshing slumber. He turned his head restlessly from side to side in a futile struggle against the periodic burr on the end table. He put out a clumsy hand without opening his eyes and closed contact. "Hello?" he mumbled. Sound tumbled instantly out of the receiver. It was harsh and loud, but Byron lacked the ambition to reduce the volume. It said, "May I speak to Byron Farrell?" Byron said fuzzily,
"Speaking. What do you want?"
"May I speak to Byron Farrell?" The voice was urgent. Byron's eyes opened on the thick darkness. He became conscious of the dry unpleasantness of his tongue and the faint odor that remained in the room. He said, "Speaking, who is this?" It went on, disregarding him, gathering tension, a loud voice in the night. "Is anyone there? I would like to speak with Byron Farrell." Byron raised himself on one elbow and stared at the place where the visiphone sat. He jabbed at the vision control, and the small screen was alive with light. "Here I am," he said. He recognized the smooth, slightly asymmetric features of Sander Jaunty.
"Call me in the morning, Jaunty."
He started to turn the instrument off once more when Jaunty said, "Hello. Hello, is anyone there? Is this University Hall, room 526? Hello." Byron was suddenly aware that the tiny...